Listening test, part 3.
Business Tip has invited successful independent financial advisor Mark Riley to the studio today to talk about his career to date and the decisions he's made along the way. Welcome. So, Mark, you must be pleased with the path your career has taken.
Well, Sandy, I've been very lucky with my career, and now, at 35, I feel my working life has been pretty successful. I'm my own boss. I have a great team of staff to support me and clients that return time and time again for my services.
So, how did it all begin?
I began working part-time for a large insurance company called Laker Insurance while I was at college. This enabled me to gain practical experience working directly with clients while also achieving professional and academic qualifications.
Did you stay there long?
I left university part qualified and went to work for Cresta Insurance. But I soon realised that a traditional 9-to-5 job just wouldn't suit me. So after I qualified, I left the company 6 months later. I then founded my own company at 25, and also did some freelance work for another company.
Oh, yes.
That's where I met Peter Stafford, who has taught me everything I know. He constantly gave me his full support and passed on his professional knowledge. When the company was taken over, I went with him to Baltic Services.
I see.
I certainly didn't find it easy. All my new colleagues had about 10 years' experience, but at that point I had just 2.5. It got better after a few weeks, though. I worked at the company with Peter for 3 years.
And then what did you do?
I decided to leave large insurance companies behind and return to working for myself. It's great. I get to know all of my clients, their business needs, their families and so on, and watch them all develop year by year. However, it did take about 2 years before I felt like the business was my own.
I see. And that's changed?
Yes. In the first years, you worry about the business. Until one day you realise it can look after itself. I'm lucky. Most of my business has come through friends and colleagues. That's another thing I've been lucky with. I have a great support network of professional people I can call on for guidance.
All in all, would you say you're happy with the decisions you've made in your career?
In my opinion, I have only made good decisions. There were times, especially in the early days, when better offers came along. But each time this happened, I took time out to decide if it was really what I wanted. And if it wasn't, well, I learned from the experience and moved on.
So would you also say that you've enjoyed the process of...